copies as I got mine, and a place of total protection in life's storms. And boy, do we need that today. I hope this has been a word of encouragement to you, not artificial encouragement, not rah-rah kind of encouragement, but encouragement rooted in the authority of the Word of God. Get your copy for your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. All kinds of stories in here to encourage that you can share with your children, with your grandchildren.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and certainly, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver, and he does support Radio Liberty, but we love to have him on the program. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Well, certainly, these are exciting times we're living in, aren't they?
Sure are. They're getting more exciting every week, aren't they?
You got gold back up there, what, at 12.16 today. Silver's coming back. It's so obvious that they're just manipulating this. Did you see that interview with Jimmy Rogers here this last week where he was just talking about what's going on, and he just says, get out of everything but tangibles, and although he suggested some commodities, but he said, get out of paper currencies.
I didn't see that particularly, but Richard Russell came out and said the same thing. He said, sell everything you can, get out of debt, and don't trust either paper. So,
well, I thought that what's really so interesting about Richard Russell is he's been around for a long time. You know, he's been around longer than I have, and that's an awful long time. But, you know, he has not been one to go out on a limb before this and make such a prediction, you know. Basically, there's some people who are always doom and gloom, but this is the first time Richard Russell's come out. And his remark about, by the end of this year, you won't recognize America. And you wonder, why would he make a statement like that? Does he have some sort of inside information? There has to be something he knows that I don't know that caused him to make that statement. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Richard Russell, he was the first person I ever read. He started his newsletter back in 1958. And I started reading him off and on back in the mid to late 60s. But back in the early 70s, he made a bold prediction, which was crazy at the time, because gold was trading officially at $35 an ounce, and the Dow Jones was somewhere around 1,000. And he came out and made a bold prediction that the price of gold would surpass the Dow Jones. And that sounded so crazy at the time, but in 1980, gold hit $870 an ounce, while the Dow was around 780. So, you know, he's been right on target. Now, he made the same prediction back in early 2000 when the Dow was trading, what, 11 to 12,000, and gold was trading around 250, and he said gold will surpass the Dow again. So the Dow-to-gold ratio, which was somewhere approaching 35 or 40, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago, is now down to 8 to 1, so in terms of gold, the Dow has been going down dramatically over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Well, it's very interesting and a fascinating series of articles in the Wall Street Journal telling you why you shouldn't own gold. Oh, my goodness, you know, the price could drop at any time. And after all, what good is gold? The idea is, you know, here these people work so hard, they get it out of the ground, and then they melt it, and they put it into bars, and then they dig a hole in the ground, and they put it back in the ground again. I mean, what good is gold? I mean, after all, you can't eat gold. And but when you see the Wall Street Journal, which of course most people think really is certainly truly conservative and on our side, it isn't. It's the conservative element. What the liberal establishment wants you to know, 90% of what it says is right on. It's another 10% that'll get you into trouble. It's sort of like snake venom that's got all sorts of vitamins and minerals and good things in it, but the snake venom is going to kill you, and so will the information in the Wall Street Journal, and that 10% that they put in there to mislead everybody certainly is tragically having a deleterious effect. They're trying to discourage people from getting into gold just when I think it's getting ready to take off. Well, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes here with Ron Brown. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. I think the big thing going on now is what Gerald Celente calls the bailout bubble. And all you hear coming out of Wall Street and Washington and the news media is that we're in this economic recovery. And as President Obama said, we've avoided the depression, and we're out of the woods now. But if you go back and look at the collapse in 1929, I think it gives you a little insight to where we are right now. You see, the stock market had this major crash in October of 29. I forgot how much it dropped, 30% or so. People were jumping out of windows, and then the government came out and they called out all the king's horses and all the king's men, and they started to prop up the market, and they created this quote unquote recovery. So for the next year and a half, you saw the stock market rally, and then it peaked out, and then when it peaked, then collapsed it all the way to 43 on the Dow. So here we are in 2008. We had this collapse of the market, the panic, and then Bush first and then Obama. They've actually created, over $13 trillion in TARP money and bailout money and stimulus packages to create this recovery. And sure, if you throw enough money at something, you're going to create the illusion at least, or at least going to have some bounce. But here we are. If you look at the figures, there is no recovery. I was just pulled out a few figures to share with you. Reality Track, for example, said almost 334,000 people, that's one in 387 homes, received some type of foreclosure notice in April. That doesn't sound like a big recovery to me, does it, to you, Dr. Stan?
It sure doesn't.
Nearly 7.4 million borrowers, that's 12%, missed at least 1 month of payments as of March. In other words, the first 3 months, 12% of the borrowers have missed at least one payment. So it sounds like a lot of people are really on the edge. So, unemployment claims, 450,000 per week over the last 8 weeks. So I would just say that this so-called recovery is nothing but smoke and mirrors. They pumped massive amounts of money into the system. But if you look at the tax revenues of every municipality and the federal government, they're down. And so it's just on borrowed time. I think it's just a matter of time before this thing implodes. And that may be what Richard Russell and what is the other guy you mentioned?
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Ron Brown is talking about what's happening. You know, we're told, things are getting better, we're going to get through this fine, we put out all this money. And of course, you've heard about the stimulus bills, and they just passed another $190 billion stimulus bill, but of course, 134 of it, there's absolutely no funding for it at all. They're just going to keep on spending and spending and spending, and of course, the problem they've really developed because of excessive debt. We're going to cure that by creating more debt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't spend yourself into prosperity on somebody else's money, and of course you can't keep creating money without destroying the value of the currency, and that's just exactly what they're doing today. Ron was just saying they've created something like 12 or 13 $1 trillion, we don't know what they've done with it, how much of it they've given to foreign banks, how much of it gone into the hip pocket of some of the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness. We don't know, and they don't want us to know what's going on. What we do know is that it's hard to get a loan, difficult for people to get loans. Small businesses are having difficulty getting loans. Large businesses are having the difficulty getting loans. And you can't have an economic recovery in a fiat money system if people can't get loans. But the Federal Reserve System continues paying the small banks not to lend money. And people really don't understand. They intentionally confuse us on this. But basically, we have a fractional reserve banking system. With a fractional reserve banking system, you have to keep a certain amount of your money in reserve for the money that you create out of nothing that you lend out. So what they've done, of course, if they can get people to deposit their reserves with the Federal Reserve System rather than lending it out, why, of course, then that they don't have the multiplier effect, but the bank is protected. And that's just what they're doing for the first time in all history. The Federal Reserve is paying banks not to lend money, but they can't tell the people that they're creating this whole problem. And, of course, the big banks are in on it. They all tie into the CFR, the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, and certainly the biggest banks in the United States. All six of them are all tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. So they're on the inside. They know the whole idea is to collapse our economy, and out of the chaos will come the one world government. But things are happening, and they're happening at a fantastic rate with all this money that they have somehow created. The M3 is actually falling just exactly as it did back at the time of the Great Depression, where they actually contracted the M3 money supply. They're doing that on one hand. They're expanding, and I don't understand how they're doing it. But it's all sleight of hand. It's all sort of paper entries. Because there is very little real money. In fact, real money is based upon gold and silver, according to our Constitution. And people throughout the world, in Europe and in Asia and in China and in India, people throughout the world are beginning to lose confidence in the monetary system and turning to gold and silver. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. We got a question for Ron. Ron, Sydney, what are you seeing on the front lines of this? Sydney, are more people buying gold and silver now? Are they a little wary because supposedly the price is so high? What's happening in the gold markets throughout the world?
You know, I've always said what's going to bring this thing to a head is when what I call the Lilliputians, the little folks, the big players, see, they're, you know, the big banks, they're going to manipulate the market. They're going to play games with the paper, gold and silver. But when the little folks come into the market, and individually we may not buy a lot, but there's millions of us. And so as they come into the market, they don't want to buy paper gold, and that's becoming even more so. And so what I'm seeing in my business is, I'd just say the last 2 months, I've had record business, and I've been in the business 31 years, so I'm doing probably 3 times what I would normally do on average, maybe 4 times. So what I'm seeing is people that have owned gold or bought from me over the last 10, 15, even 20 years are coming back and saying, I don't know where else to go with my money. I don't trust the stock market. I don't trust my IRA, so they're cashing out their IRAs, and they're just going all in. Then I'm getting calls from people that never bought an ounce of gold, but they've been chatted or preached to by their friends or their family for years, and they're finally saying, I don't know what to do. Then they'll call and just buy $50,000 or $100,000 at a pop. So I'm really seeing an unbelievable move into gold and silver, and to me that tells you we're getting close to the end because there's so little gold and silver out there relative to the amount of paper that could chase it.
And here's what we're talking about. This is just the last couple of months, then. Your business has almost tripled, huh?
That's right.
And, of course, what basically, gentlemen, this is, I think, happening certainly over in Europe. The people in Europe have a much better understanding of paper, the danger of paper money, because they've seen what inflation has done to Europe time after time. And so the people there now are beginning to lose confidence in the paper money system. The paper money system is a con game. As long as people have confidence in it, why, everything's all right. It's like with Madoff. As long as people believed that they were going to be able to, you know, get 11% on their money, everything was great. It's only when they begin to realize, of course, that they've been conned and they panic. And, of course, the market is run, and all of these investments are run by two things. One is greed, and the other is fear. And boy, when you see something that's too good to be true, like Bernie Madoff, why, of course, you want to invest in that and get that 11% interest or 12% interest, whatever he's paying. And he was pretty slick at that. You know, he'd tell a lot of people, well, oh, really, I wasn't going to take anybody else on, but I really like you. You're such a nice guy. And so I'm going to let you in, and you can invest and get the 12%. And then comes the fear, and then when you realize you have been had, and unfortunately, we've seen this over and over again, certainly within the in all of these markets. And just be very, very careful. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, because there's somebody there with a big hammer waiting to finish off your basket. So diversify, and certainly, but I think that people are beginning to realize they can't trust paper money. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. And we're beginning to see, of course, the financial markets over in Europe beginning to contract, and certainly the $1 trillion they're putting out to rescue the pig nations. Everybody acknowledges it's not going to work. I mean, certainly the countries over there, the people over there and the countries don't want to have to give up their ability to retire at 60. They don't want to give up their pensions, and they don't want to give up their other free health care and all the other socialist benefits. And they're going to demonstrate and insist on spending more and more. And that's exactly what's going to happen here in the United States, where at least 31 to 33 of our states are technically bankrupt. There is no way they can pay their pensions and their health care benefits that they promised the people who've been retiring at age 50, so they can go out and get another job and make $100,000 a year after they're retired. No way in the world that the states are going to be able to come up with that money. Right now, of course, the federal government is creating money out of nothing, borrowing money to give to the states to pay the unemployment benefits, because the last thing they want is for people not to be getting any money at all. They'd be out demonstrating. But unfortunately, you can't keep simply borrowing money or printing money or creating money out of nothing to pay all the benefits to the people and then finance the states when at least 31 to 33 of our states are bankrupt today. Technically bankrupt. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And certainly many of our pension funds are privately run. Pension funds are certainly bankrupt. And the pension guarantee fund, federal fund, they're $16 billion down, and probably they are committed to picking up something like another $1 trillion. There's no way. Where are they going to come up with the money to finance all the private pension funds that are bankrupt? Are they going to get the money from the public? And where is the public going to come up with the money? Where is the Treasury Department going to come up with it? What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, first off, Dr. Stan, I think this Greek tragedy is I think that's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Because, you know, so much attention was given to that for weeks. Is Germany going to step in and bail them out? Will they or won't they? And so much attention. And when they came in with that $1 trillion bailout, I think it sent a message loud and clear, just reverberating around the globe, and that is that politicians don't have the courage to do what has to be done to save the system. And so I think it's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, and I see people saying there's no hope. They're just going to keep trying to kick the can down the road a little more and just paper their way out of it. It's just doomed for failure. So I think that's what's triggering the dramatic change in psychology, where people start to see that paper assets are not the way to go, that the only way to go is to get into something that's tangible and real, and it's not an IOU note from someone else, because you can't trust anyone else to fulfill their commitments. So I just think we're in the early stages of the panic out of all paper money.
And I think what's really so interesting is that certainly over in Europe, whether the banks are getting afraid to loan to one another. See, when you have a paper money system, a fiat money system, everything's built upon banks borrowing and people borrowing and companies borrowing and government borrowing and school divisions borrowing and sewer districts borrowing. Everybody's got to be able to borrow money. But what happens when you can't borrow money? What happens when one bank gets afraid to lend money to another bank? And so this is what's happening over in Europe. The banks are afraid to lend to one another. They're afraid to lend to the government. They're afraid to lend to corporations. They're afraid to lend to individuals. And the whole economic system begins to grind down to a halt. Well, give us a call. You have a question, comment, you agree, you disagree. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly we're seeing this with China, which is beginning to tighten down their economy, and India, so that their economy just doesn't get into total inflation and destroy the value of their currency. The whole world is on the brink of perhaps Armageddon. Well, Ron, certainly as you talk to people, and I know you talk to a lot of your customers, you talk to other people, what are some of the other things you're hearing?
Well, the thing I do want to talk about, I think we need to talk.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On how the government can help the people by taking over their pension funds and guaranteeing them an annuity, a definite payment. You won't have to worry. You're going to have your pension fund backed by the full faith and credit of the American government. The only trouble is that some people don't have much faith in the American government, and the federal government's running out of credit because we cannot, other countries don't want to lend to us. We do not have enough money to fund certainly our debts, even our daily debts, and having to actually borrow something like $5 billion a day. Perhaps it's even more now, simply to pay the debts for any specific day. We have to get on average $5 billion a day, and then of course as we have our bills expire, we have to borrow more money to get that, and we're having increasing difficulty. So when you have a pension fund that's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, well, what is the faith worth and what is the credit worth of a country that is bankrupt and can't pay its bills without borrowing money? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people have to understand, Social Security is bankrupt. And certainly with the baby boomers retiring, all 75 million of them in the next 20 years, why, Social Security is already bankrupt, and there's no way it can recoup the money that it needs. The trust fund has been exhausted. The money's been spent. So down the line, the people are not going to get the Social Security payments. Medicare is bankrupt. We're putting out more money now for Medicare than, of course, we are taking in for Medicare. And all these people are retiring as soon as they turn 65. They're going to be eligible for this wonderful Medicare program. And the only way to make that work will either be to raise the age at which you can get your Medicare or simply get rid of the elderly. And that's a very convenient thing to do. And they really are right to have their death panels. And there will be people in Washington, D.C., who will determine what treatment is applicable to people depending upon their age. Doesn't matter what their health is, how healthy they are, how they might very well be able to live for another 5 or 10 years. When you get to be a certain age, why, they're simply going to write you off and withhold medical care. This is the only way to make the Medicare system work. The only other thing would be to admit it was a fraud from the beginning and try to come up with an alternative system that would have compassion and take care of people. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And our guest today is Ron Brown. You talk to the people, you know, who talk to you. Are many of them have some grasp of what this is all about, the fraudulent nature of paper money?
Well, of course, most of my clients already believe that, or I wouldn't be talking to them. So, yeah, the vast majority of them have a good comprehension of that. What's interesting, though, is that I'm getting new people coming in, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, Dr. Stan. You'll preach to someone for years and years and years, and they think you're an idiot for many years, and then all of a sudden, you know, you planted some seeds maybe 20 years ago, and finally they got to say, you know, Dr. Stan's been telling me this for years, and maybe I better start listening. So people eventually start to wake up. Unfortunately, too many people wait till all the horses are out of the barn before they do wake up. They've lost their job, they're losing their house, and their pension plan shot. So, unfortunately, you know, our job is to try to wake people up as quick as we can before they lose everything.
Well, so many people, you know, lost a lot of money in the stock market. Now the stock market has come back fairly well, not as high as it was, but it's recovered a fair amount. Although, certainly during the intervening years, why the inflation has eroded more and more of the value of the currency. But certainly there's nothing behind the stock market. If you look at the price-earnings ratio, the corporations, Standard & Poor corporations, are not making that much. In other words, the price-earnings ratio is way out of kilter. It's all artificial. You'll see the market go down, drop 300 points in a day. And then in the last, 15 minutes of the trading day, suddenly there are massive orders that come in from the Cayman Islands or some mysterious place. Nobody knows where the money's coming from. And the market goes from being down 350 points to being up 150 points or an excursion of about 400 or 500 points. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all manipulation. They're playing games with your mind, and this is how the system really works. We are being constantly manipulated by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team. Oh, of course, they're deceiving us. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Have a question or comment? You agree or disagree? We'd love to hear what you have to say. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Somebody just called in and said they just wanted us to know they appreciated what we do, and I appreciate knowing that people do appreciate what we do, and I'm sure that they appreciate Ron Brown's remarks. Well, you know, one of the interesting things, Ron, is that we're finding some of the people that are really very, very well healed, who simply be increasingly turning towards gold. There's a fellow, and I'm sure you're probably acquainted with him. His name is Klarman. K-L-A-R-M-A-N, and Mr. Klarman has a hedge fund with a couple of $1 billion. That's big $1 billion. And he's saying that he doesn't know what else to invest in besides gold, and he's going to shift his entire investment into gold. If he did that, why, he could simply buy up most of the gold that's out there, couldn't he?
Absolutely. That's the next fraud that's going to be exposed. One way insiders of the central bankers have held the price of gold and silver down is they have conned the people of the world to buy paper gold and silver. All these exchange-traded funds that have been created, all these storage programs. You know, we've talked at length about the Morgan Stanley lawsuit where it came out that they weren't storing any gold or silver to back all their contracts, yet they were charging.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney and Ron was simply talking about how Sidney, they've conned the American people throughout the world for a long time into accepting paper money. Oh, you don't have to have gold. Look at how well the paper system has worked, and it has worked. It's worked amazingly well. The only trouble is it's all falling apart today. And Sidney, they've got people in the past simply to avoid gold. They've manipulated the price. Sidney, a lot of the big corporations, a lot of the big banks have been selling and storing gold they didn't even own. They just gave people a paper receipt for it. And then, of course, they charged them for the gold that holding the gold that they didn't hold. That apparently that was Morgan Stanley. But there are all sorts of scams of this sort out there. Well, one of these days when people start wanting to take physical possession, they're going to find out that a lot of these companies and exchange-traded funds that claim that they actually have the gold really don't have it. It's all another Bernie Madoff scheme carried out with the full support of high government officials who spend more of their time sitting watching pornography than they do watching what's happening in the markets. Well, before we go on, Ron, why don't you get your telephone number out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and about some of the things you offer. And let me mention that if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Ron wanted to tell people how they can get in touch with you, and you should know that Ron does actually help Radio Liberty, but he's certainly one of our favorite guests. We'd love to have him on. Go right ahead.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And, you know, if anyone would call, I'll be glad to sit and chat with them. And I take pride in trying to educate people who are novices to the business. I try to give them confidence and know how to protect themselves. So I will send you some letters I've written. And I also, if you want to be on my email list, when I see a good letter that I really like, and I'll email it out to those people. So I try to keep people abreast of what's going on and just help them any way I can.
Well, certainly we appreciate that, and I always enjoy getting the things from Ron. Basically, of course, we actually have a DVD of a talk he gave on bonds, and basically the whole idea that the bonds are sort of the, what did you call it there, the guardians of the stock market, or what's that?
The vigilante.
The vigilantes of the stock market. Anyway, you can actually see Ron for an hour talk. I was talking about financial matters, but the importance of bonds. People don't understand that the bond market's 10 times larger than the stock market, and bonds are really the foundation of the whole capitalist system. The only trouble is that, of course, bonds are backed by paper money, and when the paper money system collapses, so do bonds. Well, Sidney, during the time we were off the air, we were talking about a Mr. Klarman. And Mr. Klarman owns a major hedge fund with about $2 billion. Within the last 10 days, he's announced he's going to simply pull all of his investments out of everything else for his hedge fund and start getting gold and gold assets there. I don't know whether he's talking about going into gold stocks or physical possession of gold. I suspect it's all the same thing. But one person with a couple of billion dollars could buy out most of the gold that's available now, because believe me, the internationalists, the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, have been actually collecting the gold and storing it away because they knew this whole thing was going to collapse. So when the smoke settles, why, they'll have the gold and we'll have the paper, the worthless paper. And then, of course, we know that PIMCO, P-I-M-C-O, one of the larger hedge funds, has actually set up a separate hedge fund specifically to invest in gold and gold stocks, thinking that that's where the real money is going to be made. And these people, I think one of them put in $500 million of his own and started collecting investors. And these are very, very sophisticated people. They made, I don't know how many billions of dollars, $5 or $10 billion. When the housing market collapsed, they know what's coming down the line. And when they're turned into gold, why you should watch and see what the smart people are doing. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here on the Central Coast of California, we've got Bruce from Spokane on the line. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm doing very fine. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Ron Brown. I heard him a couple months ago, and he had a short list of stocks. And he's not really advising stocks on a regular basis, but he had them in the defense industry, and he gave a short list.
Who is that? I'm sorry. Who was it?
I believe it was Ron Brown.
Ron, have you ever given a list of stocks in the defense industry?
No.
Okay. No, I didn't think so, Bruce. I think you've got somebody else. Go ahead.
All right. Well, another thing is that, you know, since he is in the precious metals now, I was actually advised that you should not buy 100-ounce bars anymore because they are they're suspicious on their way in the return because somebody has been counterfeiting the weight and the bars. Now, is he aware of that information, or is that true, or is that just some other thing that has been told to us?
Are you talking gold or silver right now?
I'm talking silver.
Okay. Well, back in the 70s, there was an episode where some Engelhard 100-ounce bars were leaded. I would agree that I don't like the 100-ounce bars for several reasons. One, I think it's too big of a increment to have. Plus, it would lend itself to let in or counterfeit in more than a coin. So, yeah, I've always liked the coins better than the 100-ounce bars.
Or how about then the 10-ounce ingots? Or because each increment that comes with a transaction cost, whether it be rounds or bars.
There's nothing wrong with 10-ounce bars, but I've never particularly liked them for two reasons. One, they're not very liquid. So when you go to buy them from a dealer, they're going to charge you a pretty good markup, but when you go to sell them back to the market, you don't get that premium back. And again, it's a 10-ounce. It's 10 ounces instead of 1 ounce. The 1 ounces are so easy to handle. They come in tubes, and, you know, you've got silver in a small increment. I think that's the best way to go.
All right. Well, then I'll change my ways and.
If you want to go down to the coin store, you know, you get a couple of coins you want to get rid of, just go into the coin store and they'll give you something pretty close to the spot price on it. Of course, remember with silver, you're not going to get the spot price because they're not 100% silver. They're 72%, 74%, something like
that.
Well,
90%.
Okay.
There's 0.72 ounces of silver to each dollar face value.
Yeah, it's just now. You know, is do you see that there would be a difficulty in selling your 100-ounce bars back?
Well, let me say this: any farm of silver you have, you're going to be deliriously happy with because silver is going to, in my opinion, go through the roof. So 100-ounce bars are going to be a good investment too. But you asked me what I prefer, and I would rather see people buy the 1 ounce. 1 ounce rounds or the 1 ounce U.S. Eagles. And by the way, something happened this week that tells me that there's a growing shortage. My dealers, which is one of the biggest in the country, and I'm sure they're doing what the rest of the dealers have done, they raised their premium on the silver Maple Leafs and the silver U.S. Eagles by 75 cents in one fell swoop. So that tells me there's a growing demand and a little tighter supply. So I think that's going to continue to accelerate as more and more people wake up to the fraud of the ETFs, to the fraud of the paper money, then they need to get out of their stock market, their IRAs, and put it into gold and silver. And once that happens, one analyst described it best. He said, when the panic in the gold and silver triggers, it's going to be like trying to put the Niagara Falls through a garden hose.
Well, that'll be a marvelous thing. But I've seen panics, you've seen them in other countries, and we have yet to see it in this one.
Well, up to now, they've been able to keep the confidence game going. But you see it every month. A new development comes down, whether it's this Greek bailout or whether it's some nation saying they're no longer accept dollars in payment for oil, and on and on and on. So. eventually, when you lose confidence in a confidence game, then you got real serious problems, and that's where we are.
But, Bruce, you know, one of the interesting things is the way they manipulate the stock market. It's all manipulated. But by manipulating the stock market, they maintain the hope and confidence of the American people. They play in games with our minds. When people finally realize the whole thing is a con game and that the working group on financial markets is regulating and actually manipulating the stock market on a daily basis, when they suddenly realize this whole thing is a lie and everything is a lie, why, of course, at that point they're going to look for something that will give them a certain permanence, at least something that will maintain its value.
Well,
maybe not get rich, but at least it'll maintain its value, and because that's going to be the most important thing.
It gives insider trading a good name. This so-called working group, they're the ones that are buying and selling on the inside corner. And becoming fabulously rich, they and their cronies. The rest of the people are a half a second behind on the button, and they lose out.
Amen to that. And of course, if we had an honest government, they would try these people and put them in prison and put the people in prison who created this whole thing.
You can't even impeach a judge in this country.
I know.
We do not have a justice system. We have a legal system.
Well, what we need to do is get back to a justice system. What we need are people in government who fear God. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I wanted his opinion on the methodology of purchasing physical metals.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Tom, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Ron Brown. And hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good. Just a quick question for Tom and maybe a follow-up to the previous caller. Doing not too bad the last couple of years, paying my mortgage, squirreling a little money away, but not much, but making it and very tempted to buy some silver or gold, and from a very practical standpoint, how to buy it, how to take possession of it, and if the currency collapses, what do you do with it? Do you hang on to a few coins? Do you try to barter with people? You got a big pot, I only got maybe $20,000 in a retirement account. If I liquidate all that and get a $20,000 in gold coins, I mean, where am I going to put it? What am I going to do with it? How am I actually going to use that to make it through 3 months, 6 months, a year, or whatever it's going to take to get onto the next financial system that, people are practical. They're going to want to move on. If it collapses, we're not going to stay there forever. We're going to do the next best thing. What do you do if you're, just a small guy trying to make it through the transition?
Well, let's face it. When a nation is collapsing, there are no real simple answers. If you store gold, a lot of people are worried about someone's going to break your door down and get it. Or if you go out and use it to barter, they're going to track you and find the rest of your hoard. So there's no simple answer to where we're heading as a nation. Our whole financial system and integrity is collapsing. So, but I'll just share one real quick example that I had. Back in 1980, when silver was hitting $50 an ounce and gold was at $870, this is like January of 1980, my brother had just come to work with me, and he left the office on a Friday afternoon. And he had 13 gold Krugerrands in his pocket that were worth about $800-900 apiece. And on his way home, there was a big traffic accident up in front of him, and the traffic, it was all bottled up, and he's kind of the impatient sort anyway. And he looked to his right, and there was a Volkswagen dealership. And he said, "Heck, I've just moved out to the west," and I was in New Mexico at the time. And he said, "I want to take my kid on some camping trip, so I'll just go in and look at a Volkswagen Vanagon while I wait for the traffic to clear." And guess what? About 3 hours later, he drove out with a brand-new Vanagon that he paid for with 13 gold Krugerrands. That same weekend, I went out to get my Sunday morning paper, and the biggest appliance dealer in Albuquerque, a company called Bios, had a 2-full-page ad where they had everything they sold priced in dollars, and right underneath it says, "or so much in U.S. silver coin." So the simple fact is you cannot conduct commerce without something to function as a stable medium of exchange. And when people lose confidence in the dollar, they will find something to replace it, and it will almost always be gold and silver, because that's been money throughout all history. So it gives you your best chance of surviving.
And, Tom, the thing is, if you've only got $20,000, you want to put maybe half into silver and half into gold. But the silver is much easier to exchange into barter. Basically, when the whole system collapses, people are going to be looking for something of intrinsic value. And they'll be smart enough to figure this thing out. And they're not going to need a government official to talk to them. And certainly in areas where the paper money has lost its value, gold and silver has always held its value over a period of 5,000 years. I don't think things are going to change just because the Wall Street Journal says it's not going
to. How will people even recognize it initially? I mean,
they will.
What have you got in your hand? How do they know it's
Well, basically because they'll look at the date on it. They'll be smart enough to realize that if it's prior to 1964, it's 90% silver. Okay?
Is there a way to test that? A simple kit?
No. Basically, you look at the you look at the coin, you look at the date on it, and you'll know whether it was a 90% silver. They had some 40% silver minted in 1965. And when did they quit emitting the 40% silver, Ron?
1970.
Okay, fine. So basically,
one last quick question: when you go to buy, you go to spend $10,000 to get silver. You know, what assurance? How do you insure it? So you actually get that physical product into your hand. You know, how does the exchange go down?
All right, Ron, that's your department.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where you have to do your own due diligence, because there are a lot of rip-off artists in this business. So you have to find someone that has the reputation, and there are ways to do that. You know, I've been in the business 31 years. No one's
like
ever lost
an escrow account. You just don't send someone a check for $10,000 or a cashier's check. I mean, is there some kind of escrow? How does the actual transaction typically occur?
Okay, here's the way a typical transaction. Let's say you call me and we're talking. First off, I've got to trust you and you've got to trust me, right? Because
yep.
I'm your agent. So let's say you're going to buy $10,000 worth of silver. I would give you the quotes on the different types of items you could buy, whether it's a bag of silver, 1 ounce silver rounds, eagles, 100 ounce bars, or whatever. Then we would come to an agreement that you want to buy, and I would lock in the price with you verbally. Now, at that point, we've created a verbal contract. See, I've gone out on your behalf, and I've bought it in your behalf. So I'm dependent on you to honor your commitment to pay me the money that I've already committed. And if you don't do it, then I'm stuck with the trade. So I'm at risk, too. Now, once we get the commitment, you send me a cashier's check or wire the money to me. And once I get the money, I have it shipped straight to you, registered, mail, insured. So,
and Tom, the first time you do it, you're scared to death. But after, when you know the person you're dealing with, if you trust them, and you've got to be sure that somebody you can trust, it works, and it works very well. I know from personal experience, and I've actually worked with.
I believe that last question. How big of a box does $10,000 worth of silver come in?
Not very
big.
A bag
of silver is going to cost around $14,000, and a $14,000 bag of silver is going to be about the size of a men's shoebox.
Oh, wait, we're out of time. Thanks so much for calling, Tom.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, Ron, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. And this, I know how that Tom feels. You know, he's worried about it. You know, this is that he's got $20,000. He doesn't want to take a chance on risking all.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake.
But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Because as soon as you start fighting the battle, you realize you have no control in your own understanding, that our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is a spiritual battle.
Amen. God bless, and thanks so much, Ron. We'll talk to you again next month, if not before.
It's always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Ron Brown. I hope you enjoyed him. His DVD is, we have it. It's called Bonds, the Vigilantes of the Stock Market. And you need to understand how this whole system works. It's a good talk. When Ron gave it when he was out here as our guest a couple of years ago. So Bonds, the Vigilantes of the Stock Market. And then, of course, we have my talk on the financial tsunami. Another talk on the financial Armageddon, and we recommend both of them. Each of them comes with a syllabus. We have our most recent talk, The Specter Haunting America. Of course, that's on a little different subject. It's on the subject of vaccines, how vaccines work. Are they a panacea? Are they a plague? Are they really effective? Are they harmful? What do you know need to know about vaccines, and what do you do about when you talk to a physician and he said vaccines work? Look what happened to smallpox. Look what happened to polio. And you're not going to convince him that those are not effective vaccines. You need to understand how vaccines work, what the potential benefits are, what the potential damage is. The DVD, it's called The Specter Haunting America. And I recommend it to you. Of course, you need to get our DVD on the planned population reduction, or none dare call it genocide, or population control. I believe that's a video. And then, of course, you can get my monograph on the population control agenda with any one of those. We do hope many of you out there will want to get the other material which we have that is available that you need to get on sustainable development, because population control is part of the program of sustainable development. So sustainable development, the syllabus, the DVD, it's called Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, and the four-tape set on sustainable development. You want to get the four-tape set on population control because it gets into the background of DDT. Was this a good thing to outlaw DDT? Was DDT outlawed because it was saving so many human lives? And there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Could that really be true? Why do you think they have the Doomsday Seed Bank of above the Arctic Circle today? Why do you think the people who are financing that are all in favor of population control? Is there any relationship between genetically modified foods that certainly destroy the fertility of animals after a couple of generations? Is there any relationship between the genetically modified foods that involve so many of our foods today and, of course, the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle, which is kept under military guard, where they have good seeds, healthy seeds, that can be utilized when they start in all over again? And why are the Rockefellers and the Gates Foundation and, of course, the Monsanto and other Sydney genetic companies financing the Doomsday Seed Bank? What do they know that you don't know? So you need to get our information. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about the conspiracy conference on the 5th and 6th of June over at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. The telephone number is 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Or go to the